In a moment, I'm going to show you a suggestive picture. And then I'm going to ask you a question about the picture. All right, ready? Here we go.
What?
Woo-woo!
Jesus, dude.
Holy moly, what's that between the lady's legs? It's all bushy.
Please just study the picture the best you can, students. I'll then ask you a question which you'll answer on the paper provided.
I never seen that part of a lady. Do they all got a hedge like that?
And welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today, Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
Maybe a blood relation. And Matt Ganoza.
Hello.
You can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Podcasts and my writing found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. And if you want to make it all about you and just steal my thunder, it's 703-560-TALK. Again, to call in, 703-560-8255.
Do it.
Do it. We dare you.
Bacardi and Cola.
Say what one more goddamn time. We got a good show for you today. I don't know what season you got in your neck of the woods. It's spring around here. Spring in the D.C. parts. That means women are dressing like whores. It's fantastic.
I haven't noticed too much yet.
Oh, we'll get to that in a minute.
I know it's the 16-year-olds.
Yeah, there's definitely...
Oh, God, speaking of which, I saw a couple of them, like, sunbathing outside of mom's house, like, down the street.
Oh, you mean on the corner?
Yeah,
the girls,
like, the
who
ghetto
watching...
white trash girls.
Yeah, I definitely...
Aren't they, like, my age?
Yeah, it was good.
Their name is, like, Jessica?
God, they look like they're, like, 12 to me.
I'm not even gonna lie, I hopped on your bed... And opened the curtain to see if I could get a clear view. I was like this close to pulling a Brad Hamilton in Fast Times. Turning around. Doesn't anyone have to knock anymore?
It's like, I think one of them or one of their friends goes to my gym.
Really? It was good enough, and it was in a bikini. But we got that. We got a cool story in Time Magazine about the male brain being more complex than you think, which is just some like BS Oprah headline. Of course it's more complex. It's the greatest brain on earth.
Yeah, no S.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Which brain invented electricity?
Yeah, exactly. The computer you type that on, you dumb broad. And Adult Site Spotlight, which I hope to be a recurring bit at least a couple times a month, where the three of us will come up with sites we don't think are getting enough due. I mean, everyone knows like Bang Bros and...
Bang Bros is so worn out.
It's a little played out. I've been looking at Bang Bros since I was so young and dumb, I thought it was real.
Yeah, and they try always giving a big storyline to everything.
Don't need it. It's like Jackass, but with penetration.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
They got too many amateur chicks on there. It's no boy.
You know, it's just, we gotta get some more people in the spotlight there. And last but not least, me just wanting to S on the people who are out there buying an iPad.
The crowd is horrible.
Which whatever the F that is.
Came out today. It's a touchscreen computer by Apple. So
that thing?
Every Apple fag is out there just beating off and loving it.
Yeah, how many of those are going to break?
It's not like it's new technology. It's just been around for years.
We got a clip where you're going to go ape-ass. Pretty much a guy who's going, I like it because it's more portable than a laptop. Laptop's wireless and self-contained. What the hell else do you want?
So it's just like a touchscreen personal computer.
Just get an iPhone and make it four times bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, good luck beating to that.
I was just going to say, it's got one use that I know of. It'll be the first time in like 15 years I haven't jerked off while seated at a desk. I can actually hold it like a magazine. Let's hope the screen's jizz-proof, you know?
Oh, people go drop it, crack it, scratch
it. It's good. Like, drop it in their bathtub. Oh, I was smoking a doob and having some wine. And
yeah, it's just
listening to the Indigo Girls, and I dropped it in my bathwater. F you. I hope it fried you, dumb C.
Terrible idea.
All right. Springtime, man. What time in the year is it? Because it's been about 3 weeks now. When did the jizz blossoms kick in?
That's I haven't noticed any yet.
That is like the jizz blossoms are reeking, man.
Greenbrier.
Yeah,
that's like
Greenbrier is like the grove of the jizz blossoms.
No, you might as well take a used tissue, paper towel, whatever you use, and just like hold it over your nose.
For those that don't know what we're talking about, because I kind of Googled it. It's
did
a pretty
research?
Yeah, I did a little research.
My neighborhood reeks.
I have no idea what their real name is.
There are about four.
Semen.
It's like four different trees that get credit. It seems to be a couple different types of pear trees. which I don't really believe because I don't see all many goddamn pears all over the place.
Yeah,
but
I know. But it would make sense.
It's a northeastern thing. Yeah. And a southern thing. There are these big white blossoms.
Oh, God.
That just have that bleachy smell of old jizz, which wasn't even a smell I knew until I went to college. And mom got me my own trash can. It was like the goddamn size of R2-D2.
That is disgusting that you do that.
What, throw it in the trash?
You got to go to the toilet. Jesus Christ. Like, well, what are you, a caveman?
What are you going to do in a sweet situation, dude?
You put it in your pocket.
And just march out with like a big jizzy glob leaking down my leg?
No, I pocket it.
Oh, God.
Put it in your roommate's
and then
pillow.
Wash your pants.
Put it in your roommate's pillow.
Maybe I'm more prodigious than you. I don't know. I'm not going to walk it out. Like, that was my nightmare. Like, I'd walk out of the room and two people just, you know, be walking to the crapper. And I'm sitting there with a big jizzy snowball.
Oh. Well, you could always pull the stern and blow your nose into it.
Oh, no. I just didn't care because for the longest time, I didn't realize it stank. That's how I learned it stank.
Oh, Jesus.
It was...
That's the wrong way to learn.
Yeah. I would just fill this thing up. And after a while, you know how they have that, like, maxi pad looking lid? When I would hit it and it would swing one way, I'd
throw.
Yeah, and it would waft like it'd fan it toward me, and I start gagging. And for like 3 weeks, I was like, "What is that rotten food in there?" Oh. And I realized that, like, literally the entire trash can was like just jizz rags and like one Lunchable wrapper.
It's
you
a
know?
John Gyro.
Yeah, I mean,
who are you living with at this point?
Wasn't this the roommate you hated?
No, he was an okay dude. I mean, I liked any roommate that wasn't in the room. Because all I ever did in college was look at porn. Like, every other guy was like, oh, I'm going to go to college and get me some pussy. I was just like, T3 porn, money, money. And I would just jerk off. So if you were out of the room like 8 hours a day, you're my favorite roommate. I would literally get home. I would do class 10 to 2. And most of my roommates, for whatever reason, would go out and do things like during lunch, after lunch, and be out till 7. I would just jerk 4 hours straight. Like, I did not care. I would jerk. I would get on IM. My friends would send me more porn and jerk to that.
I don't even remember what I did.
That sounds...
Lots of substances. I was out of it. Well, then JMU, I was straight, but I think I came home a lot.
Yeah, I came home a lot, and...
And even though there were a ton of girls there, most of them are mediocre, so it's really nothing to celebrate.
Yeah, JMU is not sporting.
Oh, I was just retarded when it came to girls back then. I had chicks that, like, the two or three times, especially at Tech, I went out to parties, like, the bitches were just downright aggressive. Like, hey, you want to dance with me? That's like that. Like, hot... Trim girls. And I was just such a fruit back then. I was like, no, thank you. And then I'd get home and just jerk off thinking about them. It's awful, man.
So when did your testicles drop?
Dude, I didn't lose the V-card until I was like 20 or 21. It was something bad.
Jeebus.
Yeah, it was a long time. I mean, I've become like a whore since, but...
I waited until 18, but...
That happens every time, man or woman. Once you lose your V-card at a late age, you become the biggest whore.
Yeah, well, I'm not...
I did for a while afterward, but I don't know. I've been lazy lately.
Yeah
same. Although, it's been a dry spell.
I'm getting my own place again soon, so...
I've actually been whoring it up a little bit lately. I don't know. Not too bad. Just enough.
It's been a dry spell in Gnosa Land. It's like Ethiopia over
here. You can use this show as your vehicle to get laid. All the mediocre trim that listens here.
Are you still seeing Bloody Mary? Or no?
Bloody Mary. No, he's not seeing that. That effing sea hag. God.
Does Meredith have any hot friends or no? Mm-hmm. Does Meredith have any hot friends?
Oh, God. Would you ever...
Just... Anyway, changing subjects immediately.
I love Matt's sister, Meredith.
Changing subjects.
She's a sweet girl. But she's one of those girls that you know just has a kennel.
Yeah, that's
true. And she probably just hangs with dudes, more or less. Am I right?
What do you mean by kennel? Is this something I should say?
A ton of dogs.
I don't
like,
get
all
it.
Her friends are ugly. I don't remember Meredith...
I think all... No, here's the thing. I think all of her friends are guys.
Yeah, I was going to say,
Dirty.
She's, like, a really hot girl, but not in that hot girl way that, like, she travels in a pack. It's not, like, a peppy 99.5 hot type thing. She's just so...
She's not Kesha, is what you're saying.
Yes.
She's not Kesha hot.
Yeah.
She's not Kesha...
Could you stop playing with the microphone like it's your dick?
No.
Kesha is foul. You may be saying that sarcastically,
no,
right?
I'm saying that sarcastically, and I'm also saying that, like, you know, hot chicks travel in packs. Like, they'll be, like, the hottest one is, like, the alpha hot chick in the group, and then the rest are just kind of there so that you can make comparison.
Well, girly girl.
Yeah. Quiet. Matt's the man speaking.
Like, like the scene in Shallow Hal where it's all the ugly girls on the dance floor, but to Jack Black, they look hot. That's how I imagine hot girls living their life.
Depends on the chick, but...
That's not at all what I'm talking about, but, you know,
it's a pack of attractive women. Your sister doesn't do that.
No.
Your sister's a wolf Venice. Pack of one.
A one-man wolf pack.
Hopefully she'll find someone to cut her hand with and drink Jägermeister, and the wolf pack will increase in size. And then we can poach it.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, I'm going to strangle you with this cord.
Sir, one more outburst like that, and I will strangle you with my microphone wire.
Well, I actually did want to get to the broads that Will was mentioning. I don't think they're jailbait. The two
could be God,
chicks
damn.
In bikinis. I know, we've hit that age where chicks look illegal, and they're like 23. And you're like, God damn, time is passing.
Yeah.
But it dawned on me, thank Christ that I hate my body and won't go to the beach, because I would get a rape charge with, like, two beers in me if I were on a beach. Seeing women in bikinis, it drives me berserk. I can't take seeing that much skin.
I don't give an ass.
Are you...
I'd rather see a girl, like, dressed up like going to a club or something.
No. And, like, a strip club where it's all out and it's just a dirty whore who does it for a living, I don't care either. They can have their nipples in my face. I'm just like, eh. But an average girl who spends her day dressed up, and then she's just there covered in oil and, like, wearing a bra and underwear for all intents and purposes, and it's, like, 2 feet in front of you.
Usually they're not in that great shape. Like, the more I go to the gym, the more I realize that.
Yeah, but if it's, like, even reasonable shape.
John, you would end up going to the beach in a trench coat.
I mean...
Get a drink. Yeah, like, Will got it.
I would be on the sand, and then 30 seconds later, they'd be screaming like they saw Jaws in the water. And then maybe 90 seconds after that, you would see me handcuffed to a lifeguard stand, and then the beach police would be there. And then I'd be doing this show from prison.
It would be... Jellyfish stung my wiener. You want to suck a poison out? It hurts 100 times more than a bee sting. It's real bad. At least pee on it to all the pain. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this your daughter?
She looked 18.
I didn't know they wore floaties before. Thought that was usually their high school graduation present. My bad.
Oh, baby's first floaties. You tease. You slut in your SpongeBob SquarePants suit.
Oh, that was rich.
Oh, man.
I'm actually down to go to, I don't know, hopefully I mean, somewhere with a pool.
Yeah, like this
Will,
summer.
Have you even gone as an adult to the beach or the pool? I really haven't.
I went to the pool in my old apartment, and there was this one stacked chick there.
Yeah, he told me about that.
Really? Yeah, this monster wreck.
God damn. I mean, just hearing about that, I'm about to rape the microphone, Jack.
Well, that was there. I mean, this chick had, like, hugeins. Like, easily D's, if not double D's.
Oh, God,
I mean,
bless.
Like, not, like, that good of a face.
No, either. I don't know. And especially that friend of ours, Miriam, one time, she was making fun of some guy who was like, oh, yeah, I got all turned on at the beach. She's like, really? It's just girls in swimsuits. I was like, what are you, effing retarded?
Well, I want to get turned on by Miriam in a swimsuit. It's like seeing Snooki from Jersey Shore.
It's not the worst analogy. Yeah,
no, it's pretty effing close.
Yeah.
I don't know. Snooki's pretty good looking.
Oh, yeah, speaking of which, like, what? I had a tangent. Like, one report I was reading.
Fat bitch, sir.
Yeah.
Apparently, MTV offered, like, the two whores from Jersey Shore, like, a bonus if one of them gets knocked up.
Oh, my God.
Because they feel
God.
Like that's what they need for ratings boost. And they're like, yeah, you'll get your own spin off and everything.
Oh, God. You can just see him now, like,
and
taking
course,
shots
Snooki's
while showing
like the
and
one
stuff.
Who said she'd be interested in doing it?
Oh, my God.
I totally believe everyone.
Do you think they'd get
too.
Bonus points if it was a black baby?
I know she has, like, some other midget Guido boyfriend who's, like,
really?
As tall as her. She is disgusting.
She's foul as ass.
She's got like an ogre face. She's like 4 feet tall. Like you see her next to like normal people.
There's no point of attack on that where you can prong it and not feel disgusted with yourself and repulsed.
I mean, now because she's rich and
Matt's
famous.
Vomiting.
But
she's not rich or famous. I mean, she's
no.
Like,
they make like sick amounts of money just doing club appearances.
Do you really think she's saving any of that?
Hell no. But
come on.
But you know she looks like those tiny little bears from Star Wars.
The Ewoks?
Yeah, she looks like a Italian Ewok.
Yeah.
Like Precious looks like black Ewok.
Yeah, I guess there are Ewoks in every race.
Yeah.
Well, she's not even Italian. She's like Chilean.
Yeah, it's all a cheat.
She's what? She's not Italian? She's
no.
Not Chilean?
Although she has like a Italian last name. Which
yeah.
I don't get.
Mom
yeah.
must have gotten remarried. Shocker. Someone couldn't spend his life with that. God, special Snooki's mom. Whoever she is, she must be the whore of Babylon.
I don't even want to think about it.
I would knock up Snooki if there was something in it for me.
Of course there would be.
Burpees.
Cameo on Jersey Shore goes to Miami. I guess that's what they're afraid of, is the fact they're going to like, lose their identity because they got like kicked out of the Jersey Shore.
Who did?
What, they're not allowed to film there again?
No.
Really?
Because I guess, you know, like the Jerseyites or whatever.
Who the hell would want that? You just got a bunch of, like, mouth breathers who are like, this is where the magic happens, pulling into...
I mean, that's tourism, though. That's money coming into the state. A state that gets made fun of on a regular basis.
It is a toilet.
It's like New York's bitch.
Huh. Is it like our West Virginia?
I think it's like our Maryland. That's usually the comparison I draw.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Okay. Say no more.
Newark is to New York, like Baltimore is to D.C.
I don't know. Don't compare New Jersey and Maryland. I mean, New Jersey can't be that bad.
Yeah, New Jersey for all everyone.
Dude, I've been there. It's not that bad.
I've been through it.
Well, it's got, like, hot, greasy-looking broads, too. You know.
I mean, you, like, I don't really care for that type, but.
Yeah, what are you like?
Big fake tatas. J-Wow.
I'm sure that's there, too. I mean.
I want a girl with a chest that looks like an ass.
You do. You are a fan of that. You do like the cork back.
I have never, ever banged a chick with fake ones.
I've just been with women who should have had them, but didn't.
I mean, strippers let me like feel more that it's not
and,
count.
And really, really affluent, classy-looking women are staring in the studio right now, and they can hear the feed outside.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you guys don't have to turn around. This is just my cross to bear.
Oh, jeez. Are they still looking?
No, they turned back around.
They heard on the TV.
Yeah.
Are you sure they can hear the feed outside?
Oh, yeah. I was listening to the horrible show before us earlier.
Yeah, I'm going to take a chainsaw and saw through that wall and walk to my car that way.
No.
I'm not walking back out there.
We all do the walk of shame after this one.
Mm-hmm. By the way, what's with them making us sign in all the time now?
I don't know. Theft?
Really?
Maybe.
What the hell? I mean, that's like when he signed into the pool at my old apartment. Like, I'd go there even after I stopped living there. And I wasn't supposed to be there. I mean, like, what the hell does a sign-in sheet accomplish? You could have done the Big Lebowski and, like, sketched the picture of a
huge erection.
Yeah. Like, how do they know?
Sign it as bend over. They're clueless, you know? In theory, it'll help a police investigation.
Oh, I bet.
I recognize this stick figure with an erection. I don't know the logic.
All right. Shall we move on?
I guess. I mean, I just... It boggles my mind that women are so clueless about that ass.
They're not clueless. They just act innocent.
I guess so.
I don't know. Then again, they don't...
They really are dumb in some ways about that stuff.
They don't dress like... Most don't dress that horse. They don't. Most don't wear like thong bikinis and stuff like that. Or like slings or something.
I guess.
God, when I was in Virginia Beach, I saw a girl with the fattest ass wearing like what was basically a thong.
VA Beach was always ugly. There was nothing attractive on VA Beach. The first time I like dropped my jaw is when we took that family trip to like, Fort Lauderdale, Miami area. And you guys would go to the beach every day and I'd stay in the hotel room and all I do is stare at the beach or the pool and wing one out.
Oh,
I think you were too young to do that yet.
No, I was like an eighth grade or something, I think.
Really?
Seventh, sixth. I remember you gave me S about bringing a razor because you thought like I didn't have to shave at that point. But
God, I was a prick of my older brother.
I had been like sixth, seventh grade.
Wow. Yeah, I just don't trust myself on a beach, man. It's best I'm not. It'll be like multiple MIGs.
No.
Like, I will fling a load and get arrested.
I can smell you. See, the only No, unless it's like some Shauna Sand looking bitch, like I really wouldn't drop my jaw or turn my head. If I saw a pair of like giant fakies.
Another good place occasionally what you'll find, King's Dominion.
Really?
Yeah. I was there over last summer.
Really?
God, I forgot how good someone... I missed last summer because I had to have surgery and had to move.
King's Dominion. I thought you at King's Dominion, you find women that make Snooki look like Princess Di. What the...
No, it's probably chicks walking around like bikini tops or something.
Yeah.
It's like the trashiest place. Is Wild World still around?
Yeah, I guess Wild World.
Yeah, Daniel Snyder.
Really? Hey. That's like the Jersey to King's Dominion's New
York.
Isn't that
how... I thought that's how he made his money.
He did tons of crap at Shifty
He also owns telecommunications.
He owns Wild World, and I think he's like jacked up the prices like he has for the Redskins.
Oh, God.
They were making fun of them, like Mike showed Don and Mike, you know, saying something like, you know, it's absurd, like $100 a day to go to, like, that piece of ass.
It's horrible. It's the water is filled with pee. It's the one time.
That's like the South Park episode. Yeah.
It's the one guy.
We swim in the pee-pee.
Yeah.
Minorities in their shirts.
Oh, my God. So many minorities. Oh, my God.
See it like a minority. See it like a minority.
I've seen that movie. No.
No.
That is the one time I've ever had pizza so effing bad that I couldn't finish it. I think Dad took us to King's Dominion, and it was a $24 12-inch pizza or whatever.
Jeez, it was just like rubber.
It was goddamn awful.
Play-Doh pizza.
And I was a fat little effing kid. I would eat anything, and I turned my nose up at that after a day at the park.
Oh, how'd
your dad take to it?
I don't think he'd ever eat that kind of filth.
He didn't eat pizza anyway. He was Greek.
Yeah, he would just go home and cook up, like, fish heads
and
whatever refugee stew
he
was eating.
He didn't really
dig American food. Do Greeks hate Italians?
No, they didn't like American food. No.
He was never big on it.
Like, I mean, if he was out or something, that's all he had.
Except for the double R.
Like Roy Rogers.
He loved the Roy Rogers double R.
What is that? It's like a burger with ham on it?
Yeah, it's a cheeseburger with ham on top. And we would always...
Good morning burger.
Yeah. And it was great because he'd mispronounce it, so he'd call it, I think, Roy G. Rogers. Or was that you as a kid?
That was me as a kid.
Okay. So we would, when on the job, try to find, like, the two existing Roy Rogers in the D.C.
Yeah,
area.
Yeah, because it got bought out by Hardee's.
Yeah.
And then Hardee's went under.
And we get some double R.
Becomes Carl's Jr. And I don't even know what.
Might be Bojangles now.
I don't know. It's like Hardee's, when it came back, it had, like, the Carl's Jr. logo and menu, but still called Hardee's.
I ate at Bojangles earlier this week, man.
Every retard North Carolinian I meet,
uh-huh.
Which, by the way, is every North Carolinian,
because
they're all a bunch of retards.
They think I'm slow, eh?
Oh, I love Bojangles. We got to go do some Bojangles. Yeah. Bojangles sucks.
I don't even know what Bojangles is.
Bojangles kicks ass because any sandwich can be replaced the bread with a biscuit.
Disgusting.
Like, that's, I don't know, for my money, a fried biscuit instead of a bun.
Ooh, like the KFC chicken like burger or whatever.
Oh, my God. What is that, the double stack? What's it called?
I don't know. It's the Carolinian redneck special.
No, it's coming out April 12th, the KFC burger, quote-unquote, where the bun is just two fried chicken patties and the inside of the burger is bacon and two different types of cheeses.
Dude, that is protein and a heart attack waiting to happen.
Oh, I'm eating one.
I'm going to eat like 10.
I don't think, because think about it, like chicken, you know, like when you bite into a giant burger, the bread squeezes down.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you have to open your mouth like you're swallowing a seed to eat that thing, or like take it apart. Think about it, like you have to chomp down through all that at once. You have to be like,
Americans are so fat, they're up for the task.
I'm not saying that, I'm just saying, I mean, it's nasty.
Who cares? It's this diet that you're all talking about that makes us so good at sports.
What?
It's this diet you speak of that makes us so good at
what,
sports.
What, all the hormone-laden protein that makes
us
the friggin' Vikings
I try to take or drink a bunch of, like, milk and stuff. Get, like, secondhand bovine hormones. But
oh, God.
I don't know.
That's how I gain all my weight. Whole
back
milk.
In the day, Arnold would get it from animal sources. They didn't have roids back then. They just, like, crushed gorilla.
I thought
it was, like, synthesized from, like, gorilla testicles, though. They couldn't just make it in this nice powder.
Yeah, but didn't he say he took roids?
Oh, everyone did back then.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I totally wouldn't put, like, you're talking about how he got straight from animals. I totally could imagine Arnold, like, getting down on his back.
He's German. Like, they've never performed cruel experiments on other living beings before or something. Gorilla looks mad, take his other testicle.
Doesn't, like, weight gain or stuff make you fat, though?
Huh?
Or, like, I'm just a mass of calories.
Yeah, I'm trim and sexy. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's got a good metabolism. If I took it, I'd be like Cartman by the end. I'd be Akira.
Beefcake.
Yeah, at the end of the week.
Try Beefcake. I don't know. But I'm just afraid. Like, anytime I have, like, extra fat, I don't know. I'd, like, do notice some difference. Mm-hmm. Like, yesterday when I ate half a pizza.
As long as my breast can't get under my armpit, I'm fine.
Yeah, as long as you keep failing the pencil test.
Yeah, that's my benchmark. All right, shall we get to the Time magazine study?
Sure.
The article's called "The Male Brain More Complex Than You Think."
That transition, that wasn't seamless. It felt like a rusty knife.
Silence followed by an
announcement. Ow!
Oh, well.
Go to hell. That's what you both get for showing up 10 minutes before showtime.
All right.
Okay. I was just doing that one to be a dick. Okay. Some broad says that for all the Mars versus Venus crap, a study by Dr. Luann Brizendine, men and women are more alike.
Luann.
Yeah. I couldn't help think of a dead Brittany Murphy. God damn. How are they going to write Luann out if they ever bring that show back?
Well, they're not.
She died doing a line of coke off some guy's boner.
All right, so, long story short, the brains are more similar than not, except for a couple cool differences that they tried to gloss over for the sake of making it seem like we're all in this together, but we're really not. Screw it.
Women can't do math.
Well, can't drive.
Can't do anything.
Can't drive, can't make financial decisions.
They can fill in a bikini top.
They can fill in a bikini top.
That's it. That's all they have is appearance.
John, if we put you on trim size spot, I think we can get you in a bikini top.
I could do it right now. I'm like a firm. I might be bigger than your sister.
Oh.
What am I? Hey, you threw a dime. Nice. I'm cheap. I'll pick that up as soon as the show ends. Okay.
Oh, quite a.
Here's one of the interesting things, and I'm not going to laugh at this. You write that sex and love are linked. How? And Dr. Luann Platter says, the sexual circuitry releases huge amounts of dopamine. The reward system in the brain basically gets triggered during sex and orgasm and then feeds back on the rest of the brain, making it want to do that again and again.
This is biased.
We'll get to it before you scream Jew propaganda. Give me a minute. And wanting to seek out the person that you're having that lovely experience with again and again. So far, that doesn't sound like love. That just sounds like you want to keep screwing whoever you're screwing.
Yeah, but I don't know. Infatuation and love are hard to differentiate between. At least for me.
I'll get to that in a moment. So at some point, the love circuits and the sex circuits get gradually bound together. The sexual part of that experience gets more and more attached to that particular female and gradually merges with that circuitry and identifies that person as the one. Not all men get that, as we know, but the majority of men do. Will, you said something interesting. I'm kind of with you where I look back. I don't think I've ever been in love. I've just been really infatuated by a very hot woman that I was screwing at the time or something.
Yeah, or like, I mean, there's been women I've cared about, but
I've cared.
That's no fun.
But I look back, and it's pretty much whatever I thought was love, I experience every time, like, someone who's, you know, like a 7 or above, and I can talk to decently, spend some time with me. I'm like, you know what? This ain't bad. I want to keep pounding that out.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely don't believe in, like, the one bless.
Yeah, isn't it funny how the one is always, out of all the people in the world, it happens to be someone you meet.
Yeah, so, exactly.
Funny how them odds work out.
Yeah, so I don't buy into that, but,
How about you, Maddie? Hmm. You ever been in love or just known women that can spray around your car and keep a secret?
I'm probably going to move to Utah, become Mormon, and become a polygamist. Like, I think I'm going to go that route.
I'd like to do that without the marriage.
Just keep a stable of hoes.
Yeah, just like maybe 2 baby mamas under one roof or something.
No, I want like 10.
God, that's a recipe for just losing every fight.
Yeah.
What am I thinking?
I just have like 3 or 4 kids with 10 women.
Yeah, but
like,
you got to be rich. Hmm? Like the women have to be rich.
No, I don't. Just, you know, live in a cave, whatever.
Then you have to pay
live in a
for
stable,
it.
Live in a gable, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Motherhood's disgusting.
Or not know any rape and abuse hotline numbers or. Okay, that died.
I don't know where you're going with that.
I'm just saying, you can get away with murder if you got them all in line.
Yeah. I don't know.
They all know you like Turner them at the drop of a hat.
Well, what the F are we talking about? Just like guys apparently get attached because of sex, too.
They can get attached. And well, yeah, if mean, you like someone and you're screwing them, it'll bond you to them, kind of.
I'm saying well, that this yeah. is...
Because love, I mean, they're all selfish feelings inherently.
Yeah. Like, it's I want this and I don't want other people to have it.
It's just... I mean, it's like they said, they... Even like my shrink in college explained to me all it
Wasn't
is...
Wasn't that
is,
some hot piece of ass, by the way?
I probably thought so at the time. I mean, nothing special.
Any shrink gets like a bonus 2 points.
Yeah. Just because like their nurturing attitude.
Oh, especially since like The Sopranos, man. You're just like, Melfi, Melfi, Melfi.
No, I'd say Melfi was probably hotter. But
okay.
Just like, yeah, she's saying you don't love. It's you, God, how the hell did she put it? It's like...
Keep talking. I'm looking you, for that goddamn dime. I don't see it anymore.
You just, you're in love with the way they make you feel about yourself. So this whole dopamine
very,
thing
yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, it's very little to deal with who they actually are.
No, it's just like if they make you feel good because you feel like, oh, I'm with an attractive person.
So
I want to show them off.
Yeah, look what I've earned yeah. for me.
And like
this,
we have
this
good
confirms
sex.
That I'm as good a person as I think I am because
exactly.
look at this external reward I
and
have.
And they think I'm special and they say it. So yeah, you just love how you they make you feel about yourself.
So that's why ugly fat chicks get attached to me. Okay, I understand now.
Oh yeah, you're the great white prize to them. Man.
yeah.
Kidding me?
And that's why they'll put up with anything because they think they're not going to get anything as good again.
Yeah, they're right.
So they'll fight.
Yeah, that's proof. I've seen it happen.
So
you can get away with murder. No, my behavior.
I've seen
pattern.
Me do it.
Yeah,
I've seen me do it. You should have seen the stuff I hold for 3 years.
Oh yeah, no,
and let her know about it.
My behavior patterns are awful too. I mean, if they're good women, they don't stay around for too long, given how I am.
That's like, the same as me.
Like, I'll be all hot and about them for 2 weeks, and then for 3 weeks, it's like, oh, sorry, I'm watching season 4 of The Shield. Sorry.
Yeah, but dude, if you've been pulling in an income of like 500 grand, you can still pull that in. You can
yeah.
Still, you can still conduct yourself that
it's,
way.
It's literally nothing more than a scale with all of your pluses on one side and all of hers on the other.
Yeah.
And if you outweigh hers, that, like... The lower you are on that scale, then the more S you can get away with.
Yeah.
If she's bringing nothing to the table, then you're all she's got.
This is why money and looks are very important.
Yeah, because they're all pluses.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, like, guy Corky from Life Goes On, if he blew that money, he ain't getting anything, man.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, I think. Because I've
What happened to Boner?
Boner died.
Committed suicide.
Boner is dead.
Boner is flaccid.
I want to deliver that. Like when Maverick hears Goose is dead. Just want to march behind someone brushing their teeth. Boner is dead.
The blood is drained out of Boner.
All right,
literally
all right.
And figuratively.
Getting back to Luann's study on Buckley. Let's talk about the guys who don't. You say that one gene in particular, which scientists first started studying in voles...
Oh, great comparison. Humans with voles. Awesome. This is
vole
why...
is like mole. John. No, vole is also rodent, but more closely related to chipmunk.
So, John, this is... do you see why I interrupted you earlier by saying biased? Okay. We're talking about women here.
And now we're studying hamsters.
Now we're studying hamsters. They all make very good decisions.
Anything's biased if you want it to be. Just look at Fox News.
You
can always skew things if you have an axe to grind.
Look at MSNBC. Don't even get me started.
Why? What do they do?
You think Fox News is bad?
Yes.
All right.
Fox News is nothing compared to them.
All right. We got to talk about the gerbils or whatever the ass I'm talking about. It's called the vasopressin receptor gene. The prairie vole, which is monogamous, bonds with one female for life, even if he's presented with another fertile female. Loser. His cousin, the montane vole, who has an all-black coat, is kind of a... No, okay.
Puts a weapon on the white voles.
Hey, bitch.
Bangs the prairie vole women when he's out at work. No. His cousin...
Because the black vole doesn't have a job.
That's a joke. No. Everything after the black coat part. We were messing. His cousin, the montane vole, is a kind of a hit-and-run guy.
Montane.
Be Montane, the vole.
Luna. The Montaigne Williams show.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. The Montaigne Bowl doesn't stick around at all.
Is that actually there?
Jesus. Montaigne Washington Bowl.
Montaigne Bowl needs to be chased down and taken to court for a check. It often has to do time for lack of child support.
Tracked by the Povich Bowl.
Oh, Lord. Does a dance when it finds out it's on the father. As displayed on hamsterdance.com.
The Montaigne Bowl can really jump. The impeccable sense of rhythm.
So, what was the summation of that? There's some gene.
Yeah. Scientists found that the Montaigne Bowl had a short version of the vasopressin receptor gene, and the monogamous vole had a long version of it. Then they took the long gene from the monogamous one and injected it into the brains of the promiscuous one.
Called the, God, what was that experiment? Tuskegee.
The Tuskegee. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Oh, God. Maybe getting convicted of hate speech will be some good publicity. Okay, and the promiscuous one became monogamous. And in
so
humans,
is that going to be like a drug in 10 years for men?
Yeah, exactly. Now you're going to go in for sex, you know, yeah. Sex therapy,
watch
sex
out,
addiction
tiger.
Therapy, and you'll take a pill, and then you'll stop cheating. But humans identify to have 17 different lengths of it, and the longer ones belong to married men whose wives are happier, and the shorter ones are bachelors.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
That's really deep.
I'm just saying, it's an actual gene.
Yeah. Well,
wait, what's a gene?
Like whether or not
monogamy?
You're
whoring around. Yeah, monogamy.
Alrighty.
How about them apples?
Yeah, sure, if you look at evolution, I guess. I mean, some people had to be monogamous and other people didn't. I mean, that's how there's so many of us, because they love some people humped a lot.
I think it's BS. You know, I still think back almost like caveman Greco-Roman days where you just should be like this tough alpha male and
yes.
You should be allowed to sire like 15 kids.
Yes.
And then leave it to fat little prairie voles to raise them. While you go out montaining it up. All right, the one really, really creepy thing about this, other than the montane vole sounding like everything wrong in this world... This paragraph creeped the hell out of me and changed pretty much my plans for the future, at least to some extent. What happens when a guy is becoming a father? And Luann replies, the hormone testosterone is going down and the hormone prolactin is going up in the male. Just prolactin.
It makes you sound like you produce milk.
And that's it. Check this. Like, I was going to say that as a joke, but that really is what the hell that ass is.
Oh, Lord.
Because he's smelling the pheromones of his pregnant wife. Prolactin is the hormone in females that makes breast milk. So you're losing the thing that makes you tough and aggressive and smart, and your nipples are becoming like dinner saucers. And all tender and leaky.
It's a sad state of affairs.
We don't know what is going on in males yet. We assume it has something to do with making the quote-unquote daddy brain circuits.
Being a bitch?
Yeah. It's like you have to sniff breast milk and see your wife get fat for 9 months, and then you'll wear one of those baby pouches.
Yes, dear.
Yes, yes.
Okay. You mean a man bag?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you lose the ability to say, no peg.
No peg.
Oh, please.
By the time the baby's
that's
born...
That's what the backhand is for. Yeah, keep that pimp hand strong.
Yeah. Never, ever give up the control.
No, listen to this creepy ass that happens. By the time the baby's born, he's able, because of this prolactin buildup in his brain, he's able to better hear infant cries. something about his auditory perceptual systems actually changed. His sex drive has gone down along with his testosterone. Therefore, his brain is being primed to be a caretaker.
Terrible.
Yeah, and then she's going to go out and F the Montane vault.
Yeah, pretty much. If yeah, notice how none of this applies to women.
Yeah, exactly. She's getting whatever the conniving gene is going and overdriving her. Therefore, his brain's being primed as a caretaker. If he doesn't get some alone time after birth with the baby, however, the daddy brain won't develop fully.
Nice.
So you got to get the hell out of there.
Got to go to the jiggly room.
That is just creepy as hell to me, man. Like, actual physical changes? God damn. Do you know testosterone?
That sounds like complete crap.
I don't even care if it is. It's still enough to scare the crap out of me. Testosterone is what people pay, like, how much to take as a supplement to increase in them. And if you're telling me I knock up a broad and just being around her, I'm going to lose that? Like, the one thing that my body's good for right now, I'm Greek. I pump it out. It's like dripping like grease from a cheeseburger, the testosterone in me.
There's plenty of reasons not to have kids, I don't care.
Sounds like childbirth is another way to castrate a guy.
Yeah.
That's what it made it sound like. Completely emasculate him.
God.
At least in this culture.
Montaneville's got it right.
Yeah.
Get the hell out of there.
Onto the bitch.
Yeah. Onto the next one.
You want some Montane?
I don't know.
Where did you find that article?
Time.
Time's a piece of crap. Okay.
It's okay. It's time. It's lasted a while.
I knew you were going to say that. I think I can read your thoughts. It's lasted a while because there's jackasses who read it.
Yeah, okay.
And broadcast it on their radio show. Thus giving it more credence. Oh. But since I am here.
Okay, all right.
Since Matt Limbaugh is here.
Yeah, thank you. Blast the liberal Jew-run media while you're here.
Hey, want to hear a funny joke?
Okay.
Women's suffrage.
Yeah, I'm laughing.
Misogyny.
Yeah, oh, I got spam popping up.
I love black men.
Veronica, good to see you again. All right, let's get to Adult Site Spotlight. Anyone down with that after all this Montane bull talk?
Yeah.
Why not?
Montane ready.
All right. Everyone, I can almost guarantee anyone listening to this show is familiar with stuff like Bang Brothers and, I don't know, what are our other big ones? Brazzers. How do you pronounce that? Are you just Brazzers like me?
Yeah, that's what I figure.
Nah, John, the men who listen to this show are successful playboys.
That's right, yeah.
What kind of man reads Playboy?
Why would you even joke about that? Anyone listening to this show is probably worse off than even me. Like, Jesus help them. I don't even want to know the listeners of this show. God.
Oh God, Will's deep voice. Yeah.
Look at me and I do the show. Yeah.
Will, talk again. Yeah, he has such a deep voice. So modern.
Okay. I want to take this time because in my years of being an aficionado
of the masturbatory arts.
My time spent in this world honing my craft, I feel I've stumbled upon a few good sites that not everyone knows about. And I've asked, Matt gave the silence thing, and then he stood up like he's about to fart. What did you do?
No, my chair broke.
Oh, okay. Wow.
That's why I stood up. I wasn't trying to distract you, but, you know.
Oh, I thought you were going to rip one into the mic like you want a dead silence. You're priming me for it. So this week, this month, however often we do this, I am going to toss out the name of a site I enjoy. Going to go with YourDirtyMind.com. YourDirtyMind.com is one of countless adult blogs. It's just the content is kind of my cup of tea. There's like a lot of redheads, a lot of amateurs, a lot of busty amateurs.
Smelly redheads.
Not every... Well, okay. Any redhead type I've been with, yeah, they were a bit...
Fat.
That too.
Smelly.
Bit odory. But you know what? I'm willing to believe that's not the case for
everyone. Why would there be a correlation? Yeah.
It's just an old stereotype.
It's not an old stereotype.
It's an old and new stereotype.
I've never heard it.
Yeah, you've been warned. Redheads,
it's
probably.
It's a fact.
I think
it's
I've
a fact of science.
Been with like one. I don't know.
Was she like ginger or what?
Yeah, but I don't even know if I went down there. I think it was
Who the hell was that? How old is she?
That was a gingivitis.
Some chick in high school.
Oh, good for you. Yeah. Was it Chip's sister?
No.
Okay.
Although she did have a monster wreck all.
Yeah.
But she also looks like Chip.
Word for the fact she looks like your buddy Chip, but with implants.
It was probably... did her rack have freckles?
Oh, sure, it did.
Probably.
Yeah, definitely the one that I was with who was even remotely gingery completely had the turd speckle look.
But, oh, God.
I mean, I guess she liked the D because I remember Dew one time raided her room when we were drunk and she wasn't there and pulled out, like, a giant dildo and then, like, panties with, like, a vibrating egg in them.
Redheads are the best people on earth.
Oh, you don't want the people outside to hear that.
Oh, they're staring in at me. It's just new people staring now.
Jeez.
Hi, hi.
What's he talking about?
Hi out there.
That's disgusting.
Please turn away.
Looking into the face of my newest listeners. Never gets old. All right, but Your Dirty Mind. I think you guys check that out. You won't be disappointed. You'll get a couple miles. It links to other good sites.
So are Rod and Todd out there?
Yeah, now I'm like all nervous now.
No.
Who the F is out there?
It looks like...
Are we like going to be ambushed upon exit?
Yeah.
What's a nice way of saying they might enjoy the work of Tyler Perry?
Oh.
I did too. I watched some Tyler Perry last week at XM. I'm not even kidding. Why Did I Get Married? Something. Janet Jackson.
Actually, I want to see...
Fat... Singer broad.
Crap.
Monique?
No. Nah, the guy from 24. I don't know who's in it.
No.
Yeah. But go on. Who feels strongly here? Who's got another?
Xvideos.com.
Xvideos.com. I don't know if I've been there.
It's not an actual themed website like what the Bang Bros and the Brazers have.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the Shane's World, all you kids like.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just, all it is like, it's an aggregate collection of just, like, videos from everything. And, like, you type in a name of someone you want to see, whatever.
Okay, now,
John or whatever, and it'll be, like, 100 pages of, yeah, like, 30 like, videos.
Why? Flash videos.
Why are you looking up videos of John, whatever?
Hmm? What are you talking about, John?
I thought you just said I
genre.
No.
Oh, genre. Like, I thought you said, genre. Like, I Googled John whatever, and bam, 100 videos. I was like, you are never on this show again. Okay, here's my problem with things like your PornTube or whatever, and PornTube and all that crap. Tell me if
those things,
X Video suffers from it. They'll just like nonchalantly throw gay porn into the mix. Like it's no big thing.
Occasionally you'll see, because it'll be like 30 videos per page.
Uh-huh. I don't think I can
You're
take
cruising
that.
Like, through, and you'll see everything will be hetero.
Some dude got his D in some other dude's mouth.
Yeah, I hate that. It ruins the whole experience for me. Like, I have to sit there for, like, 2 minutes afterward and just be like...
Let's go with some weights and eat some steaks.
Baby. Yes.
Manly exactly. Stuff. Manly stuff.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty... That's over
that's
the
a danger, but...
It's a danger. I mean, the other thing, too, with Xvideos and Porn8, Pornhub, your PornTube...
Oh, whoa, you're blowing, like, a year's worth of bit right here. I asked for one site, sir.
Well, I'm saying the problem with that is that those things aren't really monitored, so if someone can post a video,
just be like,
it'll carry
two
virus.
Hot lesbians.
Well, no, I mean, it'll carry viruses and stuff. Xvideos will jam your computer.
Okay.
It's like throwing mud in an M16.
So, wait, Xvideos is bad or good for that?
It's pretty bad for that.
So it's dangerous.
Yeah. It's dangerous, but...
So you're telling my listeners to go to a site where there's some gay porn and a lot of viruses.
They were going to do it anyway.
All right, Captain Showpress.
This is just a testimony.
All right, Will, what are you bringing to the table?
Testimonial.
My brother shares a good amount of my taste, so I'm looking for something big here.
I don't know, like, what, are you talking just, like, general sites or, like, one thing?
Doesn't have to be niche, just, like, something that pretty much every, at least a few times a week, you're browsing these contents.
Jeez. I don't know.
Browsing.
Yeah, I've kind of been lazy about that lately.
What?
I don't know. I need to get
what?
Back.
Dude,
get
it's
back
what?
Into the swing of things.
Are you not even...
Get back into training.
Are you not even engaging in the activity which usually accompanies?
Sometimes. I don't even really, like, enjoy it anymore. Now it's
Will,
more like...
I'm kind
of
with
out of boredom.
Yeah, I mean... I don't enjoy it so much anymore, but I keep on trying to make sure that, you know, I'm fighting through the pain.
I don't know. I think Will may have gotten a girl pregnant and smelled some milk.
No. Oh,
sounds like you've been sipping straight from the tap, you little queen. What's?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of S lately.
God,
yeah.
I guess so. I've never... That S is like Jello to me, man. There's always room for that. I never knock that out.
Another place I recommend is Gold's Gym.
Oh, for...
There's some pretty God,
taking a dump, spooching what?
There's some pretty decent tail at my gym. I will give it that. There's at least two chicks with like just monster fakies, and you would have liked this one I saw the other day. I think they're real, but they're like, I don't know. She's so skinny. They're just like ridiculously huge.
What's the line from Harold and Kumar when they're watching Katie Holmes get naked?
You know, the Holocaust.
Those
picture
have to be
the
fake.
Exact opposite of that.
Those have to be fake. No, they're not.
Yeah, I mean, she's so skinny. These things are huge, but they weren't, like, hard-looking.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. She's doing all chest exercises, which made me think, like, she's trying to, like, burn them off.
But God, no.
I think that was last Saturday, so maybe I'll see her again today.
Yeah, please.
But, no, there's
Do you have, like, those little spy cameras from when we were kids? No. Tie those into, like, a big cross necklace or something? Offered a spot.
No, I definitely need to, like, start talking to some chicks there because there is some, like, pretty decent tail.
I hope so. But in the meantime, like, you know, you don't compete at an Olympic level
without practicing on your own.
Yeah, and when practicing on your own,
what
gymnasium, what trainer would you really advise to hone your skills?
I mean, a lot of times I use, like, search engines.
At the 100-meter skeet.
Like, ask Tiava, like, ask Jolene.
Ask Jolene, and you just...
You type in whatever, and it brings up, like, pictures or videos.
Okay.
And, like, some of the decent stuff, you know, like... Because I always look for stuff you can download. Like,
really?
I hate stuff where you just have to, like, stream it. Even though, like, I hardly ever actually, like, go through what's on my hard drive and look at it. It's just comforting to know that it's there.
Yeah.
In case of emergency. That it's mine.
That you weren't two ships passing in the night, that it meant something.
But, I don't know. Mafia is pretty decent.
Mafia?
Yeah, fan. Good,
like,
taste.
That Molly's World or whatever, or Molly's Life. That blonde chick with the, like, huge fake asshole.
Any woman you find attractive, it's prefaced by the same thing. Huge fake, huge fake, huge fake.
Go to the site.
It's blocked now. I've been to Mafia. It's good. I'll vouch for it.
I think that's, like, the only thing they update.
Really?
That and Kung Fu.
God damn. Who's going to go to that?
I don't know. Hot Asian chicks.
Like, is that what it is?
Yeah. It's like hot Asian bras, like, being done by white dudes.
Oh, I've never... I just know Mr. Chu's Asian beaver.
No, like Asa Akira. She's hot as us.
Okay.
That is. That's pretty much it.
Okay, all right. So our picks are Mafia.com, YourDirtyMind.com, and XVideos.com.
Yeah.
I'll roll with it.
Okay, I think we've done our public service for the day. We've contributed to the fabric of Western civilization.
How much time we got? I'm too lazy to turn around and look at the clock.
You've got this amount of time.
Cero?
You got Surf Rider time. Yeah, man. It's.
I really wish Joel would call in and save the show.
You're trying to antagonize. You just want an active feud with Joel.
So does that mean Squire's outside?
I don't. Yeah, you know, I've started, like, trying to cut it off early so that we don't have to walk past the people when we're talking about junk. Like, we needed to do that bit in the first 10 minutes when Joel's
like,
here.
Effing monks on the way out.
Oh, we need
just
like
the hoods and cloaks.
Oh no, we need to, like, the ski mask, like, in Heat or whatever. We need to just get the hell out.
Oh yeah.
All right, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. Day before Easter. Shame on you. Disgusting son of a bitches. Matt, I want to thank you. Will.
Thank you.
Beautiful as always. Again, you can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at www.fcac.org/WEBR. Podcast, the show, my writing too, found at inpapasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement. And we're out. Happy Easter. Jesus lives.
Happy Chocolate Bunny Day.
There we go. All right, folks, take it easy.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show?
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.